very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, and welcome back to The Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us go, where is not Olympic champion Sarah Hughes? I am just one of your hosts, Ashley Wagner, just one. And I'm joined by Adam Rapon, just the other one.
Yeah.
God, it too feels empty. I'm next to you. I'm feeling kind of like chilly, like there's not another one of us. I'm not wedged in between someone.
It feels surreal to be back on the podcast without Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, it feels chaotic.
This will be chaotic.
Yeah, there's no anchor to this.
I'm going to be the first one to say, and I think Ashley will be the second one to say, is the reason is because we had a little scheduling kerfuffle that is probably me and Ashley's fault.
Oh, it's actually specifically our fault. What happened is Sarah sent a text to the group saying, hey, let's schedule this. Guess who didn't respond? The two of us.
The both of us.
And so here we are.
Yes. So we usually record like either in the morning and then like in an emergency, we'll record like at night. Mm-hmm. And Sarah requested that we record at night. And Ashley and myself, like two good soldiers, we did not respond, but we acted accordingly. And we're recording at night.
Yes.
Well, then because Sarah didn't hear from us, she decided that we couldn't record at night.
Yeah, like a good soldier.
Right. But we're such like good students, but bad
communicators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
here we are.
She tried to schedule accordingly to us when really we then had her outnumbered for the schedule she initially wanted.
Yeah. So here we are. Sarah.
We love you, girl. We love you.
Yeah. So alas, it is kind of a lull in the world of figure skating. But
it's the calm before the storm.
It's the calm before the storm. But we're never short of news. And today, we got some news.
Okay, what is it?
Mariah Carey is singing in the opening ceremonies in Milan.
Wait, where did you find that out?
It's all over the news.
I did not see this.
How random. Why? Why Mariah?
You mean Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. All I want for a Christmas.
She is?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right. I mean, I just think of like all the famous Italians.
Well, name them.
Botticelli.
Andre Bocelli
or Botticelli. Botticelli. Anna Capolini.
Yeah. Oh, she's such an amazing pop star.
Yeah.
Anna Capolini.
Anna Capolini. Oh, the pop star from the Hilary Duff movie. What was her name?
Right. I can't remember. Well, I know one of them was Lizzie McGuire.
Right.
But it was her twin. Sophia?
Yeah. Honestly,
I don't think it was Sophia.
Okay, but Sophia.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. Sophia. Right.
So, I mean, I don't feel like they're all that short. The famous rapper who's married to the like famous Italian influencer. No, I lost you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You had me at famous rapper, but then when you went to Italian influencer,
no, he's like an Italian rapper. If Sarah were here,
right, it'd be two people wondering what you're talking about.
To Italian influencer, what's his name?
I am getting sort of like
Fedez.
A brief. That does not ring a bell.
Okay,
whatever the opposite of ringing a bell is, that's what's happening to me right now.
Consider it unrung. It's a thud.
You know, I am remembering when Sarah wasn't able to do the podcast with us like one off season or like okay. one like it was like the season wasn't
right when
it?
She was silenced for a little bit.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. reminding me of like oh yeah, like
we had no fact checking.
Yeah, our lack a bit of substance.
Oh yeah, we definitely lost some of our audience.
No, but they're fun. No,
they're
come
so
on,
fun.
Don't lose. Come back, guys.
Yeah, come back, you guys. You learn a lot about nothing.
I actually have a question for you, Ashley. Hmm. And it's like, what at this point in the season is going through your mind when you were like a competitor? Where were you? What were you feeling? Because right now, one, I think like as an athlete, this time of year is like very challenging, and specifically like Olympic year, it's very challenging because even though like you might be like, oh, the holidays or whatever, the holidays can be like so jarring to a training schedule.
They're so inconvenient.
Even if you don't celebrate them at all.
Yeah. I mean, I did, and that was always inconvenient. Raph would be so mad. I'd be like, I'm going home for Christmas. Or like I went to my boyfriend's house for Christmas.
Wait, yes. You were always right. known to like, no matter what, I'm
going
to go
Miami.
Play basketball at the YMCA right. with my mom and my brother.
No. No, it's so true. I was never in a good place this time of year. I don't know. Were you?
No. Well, this was just sort of like, because if you were like, coming back from the Grand Prix final, this is the time where you have like to refocus a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like it's basically 3 weeks. This is
yeah.
like
this the, is the not now even the calm before the storm. This is like you're ramping up.
Yes.
So this is where a little bit of the panic is starting to kind of set in. Like it's starting to get real now.
Yeah.
If it wasn't before, it's starting to really hit you like, okay, this training specifically is the training that is prepping me to go and do my nationals free skate short program. Like,
yes.
This is what's going to set me up for this competition. Mm-hmm. This is when I'd be watching you going, oh, I should probably train like that. Right?
Well, this is also the point in the season where I'd like look at you who just was like pretty relaxed. And I'd be like, I should be doing a little bit more of that.
Right. Well, that's because I was playing basketball at the YMCA.
But we'd also have
we
like
needed to like combine forces.
Yes. I would also say that this is the time of like this at this point, I think I'd be about 1 week away from having my good cry. I think I was always like a good cry, at least one in a season where just like you do something just completely triggers you and you like have a sob mid ice. And I'd be about 1 week away from that at this point.
Do you tell me, because like I feel like it's no surprise. My memory, not that in depth.
Okay.
Do you feel like I was like a big crier?
No, I think
I was like
that...
a bathroom crier where like if I needed to cry, I'd like go into the bathroom and like stare myself in the eye in the bathroom mirror and like stoically cry if I needed to.
I mean, every once in a while I see that one picture, you'll like post it. Of like, yeah, and I know, and I just like, I know you so well. Of like, it's from the Skate America when you withdrew, when that like virus was eating your bone out, and you took a picture of yourself in your nice new coat,
crying.
And every once in a while, I'll see it in like a carousel of like, one time I was really at my lowest.
People love that one. It gets so many likes. It came out recently. Wait, I'm going to see how many likes it has. I just posted it. It's going to be obscene how many likes it has.
Wait, you have to tell me the first line of the caption. That could be the title of the episode. And Sarah will be like, what happened?
Okay. 273,000.
Oh my God.
When you swipe, you'll see a photo I took of myself that I said I'd never forget how awful I felt.
I'll never forget how awful I felt. Title of ep.
How awful I felt. Sarah's going to be like, what happened?
Yes. Wait, that is so funny.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I think
the melodrama.
I think like you would get your frustration out by like probably getting in like a fight with Raphael.
Or my boyfriend.
or your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think
shout out
I got
to them.
A shout out to the boyfriends of the
of the flavor past. Of the year. That's not true. Not of the year. I was a long term dater.
Flavor, no, you
of,
were.
Flavor of the like of quad the, of the quad.
Yeah.
No disrespect to these men.
New relationship.
Some Wait, of them
Ashley,
were lovely.
That's killing me. That is
Some of
so
them were
funny.
Really, truly lovely people. Some of them were not.
Wait, flavor of the quad. I think that's
the
title.
Episode. No, some of them were truly lovely people, and some of them.
Oh, I know. I could say the same thing about my flavors of the quads.
Wait, but also, like, speaking of timeline, 3 weeks out, two weeks out, we're like thinking of what our pre-nationals photo shoot is going to be.
Oh, totally. Yeah, 3 weeks out where it's like, see, 3 weeks out, there's like still time to like fix something. But mm-hmm. when you're 2 weeks out, that basically means like as an athlete preparing for mm-hmm. any sort of competition, that means you have like one more really hard week where you can like pedal to the metal. You can, this is when you're going to do like the double run throughs or like the multiple run throughs. But the week before is when you really like you, that's at least when I would go, like I'd go in, I'd do my short, I'd do my stuff, I get off, I go on, I do my stuff, I do my long, I get off. Maybe I do another short or another long or something. But like it was in and out that week before.
And it was funny because Raf wanted me to train a little bit differently. And this is where not all athletes are the same. Like Raf wanted me to exhaust myself a little bit more, like right up until when we would leave and mm-hmm. then coast at the event. So like I would go in and push like a little bit further. So it would be get my stuff done, but like a couple more sections. So he'd want me a bit more tired and maybe some more sections, some more, not like run throughs per se, but mm-hmm. a couple more reps of elements and things like that. Cause his mentality was like, he wanted me mentally tired also as well as physically. So that way when I got to the event, I was almost like recovering. So that way for me, my sweet spot was, you know, day three, I would have enough time to really hit that like sweet spot.
Yes. Cause which is also funny because he'd have me peel like taper the week before. And then when we would get to the competition,
you're doing
like,
more
ramp up while we were there because I needed to be tired. Like I needed to be a little bit exhausted going into the competition. So I wasn't like thinking about anything. I was thinking about being tired.
He's like, distract her. And then he's like, well, distract him. That girl, delicate.
Like, but we were, it distracted the both of us.
No,
like,
it's a
basically,
different distraction. That's how smart he is as a coach.
Yeah.
Like, and not only him, I think so many coaches, this is like the top level coaches, not only do they have to be really good at technique and helping athletes condition themselves and train up to events, but this is really what I think sets apart a really, really good coach is knowing you can't just the way that
there's
Adam,
not a formula.
No, no. And every athlete is different. And Nathan had a completely different recipe.
Yes. To be honest,
I have no idea what it was.
Yeah, because I can't even, because there's a part of me where it's like, I don't know if I ever saw him do like
the same thing.
Yes. Where it's like, I absolutely 100% know I've seen him do like a full run through.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, before I finish, Nathan was an incredibly hard worker. He worked very, very, he worked very, very hard. But his, like what he did in a training session, I can't even pinpoint what he was doing.
I feel like everything. It was like, yes. You know that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once?
It was that.
It was that.
Because I feel like the way that I trained was like way more like classic kind of American. North American style where it was like, really? You had to get the number in of like, you like a run through was from the minute like you hit play to the
you
ending
were
pose.
Like start to end, but then you yes. added in the Russian twist because yes. American is you do your run through and then you're done.
Yes. And then and Russian me. Twist is that that means that was your warm up.
Right. No, I feel like, well, old school Russian was like you never did your full run through.
I know old school Russian was don't waste the performance for practice. And they would never do a full run through.
Right. Because that's the magic.
Yeah. The magic is going into cardiac arrest in like Arlington, Virginia at the like Cranberry Classic Open.
Right. That might hit too close to home.
I for sure almost like blacked out in like a junior free skate once, like in Alpharetta, Georgia at a sectionals. I like, oh my. I can like close
your
my eyes.
Sectionals and my sectionals experiences are so different because I was a West Coast sectional skater. So when you're talking about like regionals and sectionals.
Northwest yeah. Pacific?
Pacific Northwest.
Oh, really? That's where you, but aren't you Washington? Weren't you Washington
okay,
Figure Skating
so,
Club?
Here's, this is, I'm going to let you in on my shady past.
Yeah, please. I'll tell you mine next.
Okay. So I don't know if this is really still a thing, but I think it's still kind of a thing, but I don't want to like take away from any of the skaters from the Pacific Northwest. And this is not, so that's why I'm going to say it's not a thing anymore, but this was a thing when I was competing.
Yeah.
It was easier to get to sectionals from the Pacific Northwest, and I didn't have a double axle for a really long time. And uh-huh. I did start skating in Anchorage, Alaska. Mm-hmm. And so I just stayed representing the Anchorage Figure Skating Club for a very long time.
Wow. Well,
and I moved around a lot.
I remember, and listen, what I'm about to say, it's like this is information that has that is at probably 20 years old at this point.
Okay.
It was that, like, if you were competing against somebody from the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You could almost be guaranteed that, like, the technique of, like, crossing their legs in the air, like, hadn't
this is
made
not
it
gonna
over
happen.
There
right,
yet.
Like, Dick Button taught them how to jump.
Yeah, like, it was a little, like, okay, like, they haven't read the manuals all
well, I mean,
the way
it's
through
kind of like,
yet.
You know, you see Keegan Messing jump sometimes and you're like, oh, he did recently figure out how to close those legs. And then as soon as he did quads.
Right. No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's like how I could remember it. I also remember like, okay, so wait, you were Anchorage. And then
Anchorage. But see, then here's the thing, joke's on me, because I got to sectionals. And guess what happens at sectionals?
You're at Coast. You're at the California.
And I'm competing as the California girl. So it took me it took me a couple of tries to get to nationals.
Wait, this is like verbiage I've never said out loud or I have not said out loud in such a long time of like, oh, wait until you compete against the Colorado kids. Or like, you know, do you know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so my skating club lineage goes like this. I did represent the individual member of U.S. figure skating. I was an individual member.
Oh my God, I just told someone else that they should
join a club.
Individual? No, I said stop
oh,
the
leave
club.
A club.
No, I said stop the club nonsense. It's time to be individuals.
Yeah, I was an individual member, mm-hmm. And then I think my first skating club was like the Old York Road Figure Skating Club, which I don't think
club.
That rink exists anymore. But when I skated, it was half indoor, half outdoor.
That's amazing. Okay.
And it was half outdoor because
the, sounds like the worst ice you could possibly skate on.
Oh, it was also dangerous because you right. could like smell the propane right. from the Zamboni.
Well, it's half
and that's
outdoor,
why it was,
so you're fine.
That's why it was half outdoor because they didn't want a new
or
Zamboni.
Explode.
The fumes. It would be like, oh my God. No, it would look like a cult with just mm-hmm. a bunch of dead people in there if like the windows weren't blown out.
Right, right.
And then when I started to like get a little bit older, I represented the University of Delaware.
Okay.
Even though I would only go to the University of Delaware to take the like, University of Delaware national team picture.
Oh my God. But wait, so then were you one of the people that like sat in the stands and went, yeah, you're hot?
I wished.
Kelly probably never let you do that.
Well, I did get to be kind of be in that like
crowd.
I did a little bit because so the reason I was University of Delaware was because Ron Luddington, mm-hmm. who was the
UD
director,
staple.
Yes. And he helped my coach defect from the Soviet Union.
Oh, whoa.
And so she said anytime she would have like a good student, she would make sure that she like told them to go to Delaware and take some lessons with Ron.
Okay.
Mr. Luddington.
Right.
Ron.
Oh my God. How informal of you.
I know. So I was University of Delaware for a while. And I did kind of make friends with the people who are like, yeah, you're hot, which I did love.
Yeah.
Really wanted to be in with that.
Yeah.
And then when I moved to New Jersey, that's when I switched to the Skating Club of New York because that's kind of like
that was the appropriate next step.
Yes. Because when I was skating at Ice House, this is so like in the weeds, but whatever.
Coldest rink of all time.
It's the coldest rink.
Yeah.
Of
no
all time.
Colder rink exists.
I don't know if this is true, but I want it to be true because I think it's kind of like chic. That Sasha Cohen would, like, when she was skating with Robin Wagner, she would go into Ice House and she'd, like, put all of her things on, like, the wall. And then she would take out a thermometer and put that on the
boards.
That
is fabulous.
And she would then just see, like, if it was too... I don't know what she would do with the information she was given by the thermometer.
I would march right down to the front office and say, you are aware of this, correct? That's all.
Yeah, so then I was Skating Club of New York like through the rest of my career. Love them. So whenever I like go to, and I am like in New York and I'll go to Chelsea Piers, I always like have a moment to myself and I go, welcome home.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice. What was my trajectory? Anchorage Figure Skating Club, Portland Figure Skating Club.
Oh my God. And then
maybe
you were Wilmington
Anchorage,
the rest of your...
And then Washington Figure Skating Club from the DC area. And then from there, Skating Club
like,
Wilmington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were Wilmington
to the
bitter end.
To the bitter end. Yeah. And they were great to me.
Are you still... I am like, I think
I mean,
I'm a...
I don't... I've... Not a paying member. I would imagine I'm like a...
Yeah, I think I'm an honorary member of the Skating Club of New York now.
I haven't checked in.
To the Wilmington board.
Shout out to them, though. They are really great. And if anyone is looking to join a club in the Delaware area, highly recommend.
We have one for you.
We have one for you.
Actually, speaking of, Ashley, when I said welcome home, did you ever go to the new Olympic Museum in Colorado Springs?
I haven't been yet, but I've heard it's incredible.
It's beautiful.
Oh my God, you reminded me that I need to check in. I got...
What, for a flight?
No. I got an email from that museum and they're like, we have your Olympic dress. And I literally was like, wait, I need to read this email.
Wait, that's so funny. But when you go there, if they find out that like you're an Olympian, they have every employee meet you in the lobby and they like all start clapping for you and they say, welcome home.
Oh, that's cool.
I almost cried.
Oh, I would too. I started crying the other day. I was skating and it made me cry.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It just like pops up every now and then. It's really
I know.
Just
sometimes,
like,
sometimes you're
hits,
just like,
yeah.
It's so beautiful. Like when the wind hits your face, you're like, there's nothing like this.
I completely agree. It got me in a way that, I don't know. I'm trying to get like just back in shape because I'm working Olympics. I'm going to be on TV and I'm like, ooh, I want to feel just like fresh. I want to feel good. And so I think that there's not a better way to get in shape than skating, truly, especially because like our bodies are just like, they cinch up when you're skating because it's like we're wired to just be like, oh, okay, got it. We're like getting in shape. So it's just great. And so I've been putting on my 2018 free skate and just doing like the second half makes me want to puke every single time. Not with jumps.
Oh my God.
I'm a self-respecting mother.
Yeah, you're a mother.
I'm a mother.
Mothers should stay on the ground.
And I'm firmly grounded, let me tell you. But I don't know. I just like, you remember just like the joy in it. And there's something mm-hmm. really special about that. Yeah. Max Montiel, God bless this guy. He's like, hey, we were going through our inventory and we came across your yellow dress from Sochi. We wanted to ask if you wanted your dress back. I was like, that's where that went.
That's very funny.
So, yeah.
Oh, wait, Ashley, I wanted to talk about something on here that I recently learned about.
Oh, tell me.
Okay. So the other day, I'm also working the Olympics, and like Ashley said, there is nothing like if you're like a former skater and you haven't been on the ice in a while, and let's say you do go to the gym or you do some sort of like working out or whatever, when you go back onto the ice, you will be so sore. You will be so sore. I remember like I was like working out pretty consistently, and then I went and I did one of Ashley's skate and sculpt classes mm-hmm. when she was in LA, and the next day I was like, okay, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I don't know if I can walk today.
Yeah.
And it's there's nothing, because it's like balance meets like strength training.
Yeah,
it's
just, it is. I'm not in shape for one of my skate and sculpt classes. I'm moving eventually back to Boston and I want to like start up my skate and sculpt classes again. And mm-hmm. I'm using this time to get back in shape to do those classes. I can't do them right now.
Yeah, they were tough.
Those muscles are so specific.
Yes. Oof. And some, for the most part, mine are specifically not working when I'm not on the ice. But okay. So I was at the rink and I was skating and I ran into, a listener of the podcast and we were just chatting and they were saying that they come into the rink and I was telling them that, the rink that I was going to skate at is like the rink in Burbank. It's the closest one to like, mm-hmm. To my house. And I was like, they have like this adult session that's like pretty good to skate. And it's like, you know, a lunchtime sort of like whatever. And I was telling this, my new friend, our listener, that they should totally come and do like that adult freestyle session. And they were like, well, I've actually never skated on a freestyle before. And I was like, what? I was really confused because this person was skating with like a lot of like confidence. And could do like elements and was like, you know, just doing like some like single jumps and some like spirals and like some spins and stuff. And I was like, okay, never skated on a freestyle. I'm like, I couldn't compute it. And I was like, oh, like you could, of course you could skate on a freestyle. And they were like, oh, I thought I'd like need to have like a coach or have to like taken lessons. And I was like, have you never taken any lessons? And they were like,
wait, she was self-taught or they were self-taught?
Yes. Ashley, I'm about to tell you about something that I recently learned about. So I was like, what do you mean you've never taken a lesson? It's like this woman is speaking to me in a foreign dialect that I've never heard. What do you mean? And they're like, well, I've, you know, I've just watched like some YouTube videos. YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. What the hell does that mean? Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
And then I went and I started to do a little bit of a deep dive and I realized, and I feel like I knew this, but I didn't really know it, that there is a whole community of people who are skaters and they have skates and they go to the rink and they skate and they can do elements and they taught themselves how to do all of these elements.
Yes.
From like YouTube and TikTok. And there's a coach out there. Her name is Coach Julia on TikTok. And there was like some.
Oh, there's also, isn't there like Coach Michelle Huang or something?
Yeah,
like
Coach Michelle. Mm-hmm. And they like basically like give like little like lessons that are about like, I think everybody's format is a little bit different, but there's a lot of skaters who have like learned to skate from these like online coaches.
I think it's so cool.
Wait, it's amazing. But I feel like I want to get out here So if there are any like self-taught skaters who listen to the podcast, because this, what I was about, what I shared with our listener seemed shocking to her when I was like, no, you can just skate on a freestyle. They were like, what do you mean?
Oh, I thought, guys, like, everybody listening to this, here, we'll make it really clear. For the most part. Freestyles.
Yes.
You're a figure skater. You can go and skate on a freestyle, and you do not need a coach or an active lesson to be on a freestyle. You typically need figure skates. If you're like in rentals, but you're like trying to do figure skating, that might need like a vibe check.
I think if you're in rentals, like, and there's a freestyle session, you might have trouble finding somebody at the rink to like get you the rentals. So like,
that's the thing.
If you're like in rentals, I would stick to the public skates just because like, you don't need to like, hey, can somebody get me this skate? Like, you don't need to do that. But if you like have gotten your own skates,
go to a freestyle.
Yeah. And the only thing like about them is like if they're leveled.
And here's how you're going to know it's a leveled freestyle. You're going to go on the schedule and it'll say if there's a level or not.
Right.
Otherwise, it just says freestyle.
And that just means
it says things like open freestyle. And that's how you know fair game.
Open freestyle.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Go to the freestyles.
Yes. And okay, I feel like we should do like just talk a little bit like, okay, somebody who's never skated, because another thing was like, I don't even know what to do on the freestyle. So a little bit of etiquette. I think spins in the middle. Don't be scared. If you are skating on a freestyle and you can like move around and get around, great. That's all you need to do. If you're going to be doing spins and stuff,
do them in the middle.
Do it in the middle.
Always. Okay. There's like, try and know the difference between like background music. Like if you hear like Chapel Rowan playing and it's just like background music, or if you hear like a program playing, try and look around and see who's skating to the music. And if you can tell who's skating to the music, you have to get out of their way.
Yes.
They have the right of way.
Yes. Another thing is,
ooh,
like,
are we getting like this is in the weeds, but this is fun.
But I think that this seems
Sarah's
like vital
gonna be
information.
Like, what happened?
Yeah, Sarah's gonna, yeah. But this seems like vital information for some of our, like, because there's a big community of people out there. And I feel like we need to let them know that this is something that I believe in. That when everybody's on a freestyle session, we're all watching out for each other. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're all watching out for each other. If somebody's coming at you and you're like making eye contact with that person, sometimes I think it is more dangerous for you to try to like run over to the wall. I think if you're making eye contact with somebody and it's like an elite skater who like you're afraid that you're going to get in their way,
around you,
you can just like put like, you know, just start gliding. You don't need to keep moving, but just like show that like you've made eye contact, kind of just like arms down, kind of glide, let them pass you, and then you continue. Just like you would like in a car, where if you see somebody who's trying to like merge over into your lane and you don't need to, like, and you just want to like let them pass you by, you just kind of coast the car a little bit, let them come up, and then you turn into that lane. It's the same. Being on a freestyle is just like driving on the highway.
Right. That sounds so dangerous. That does not sound enticing. It's for everyone. It's just like driving on the highway. No, okay.
But isn't it like these are the like,
there's just,
I feel
there
like
are
skating.
Rules, yeah. But like what you'll see, what I would recommend is go to a freestyle. And for your first one, like do some laps. Like treat it like I'm going to be curious. I'm going to like move, like don't just like stand on the boards, like do laps, skate around, like stay close to the boards if you feel uncomfortable, but like try it out, be curious. And it's very collaborative. Everyone is kind of working together. It's gonna feel chaotic, but truly it's so much better than a public. You're going to be able to do so much more.
Yes, that's the only difference between like a public skate and a freestyle is that a public is usually like at least an hour and a half, if not multiple hours, for one set price for that entire thing. And a freestyle session is going to be more expensive, but it's because it's a little bit, it's
more assuming specific.
Yes, it's more specific. It's assuming that you have
directions.
Your own equipment. And you can go both directions.
You can go wherever you want.
Yeah. But I feel like that's like information that needs to be out.
Wait, you know what we should do? We should.
What should we do?
Next time we're together, like maybe I come out to LA and we film a like how to.
Yeah. How to act on a freestyle.
Yeah. And how not to act.
we're
hanging out in the Lutz corner. Kicking
but you
the
know
ice.
What I feel like people don't use, there's no such thing as a Lutz corner anymore. I feel like everybody does everything like up and down the rink now. There's no such thing. What happened to like pure beautiful Lutz corner stuff?
Yeah, it's gone. It's reform gone. The ISU. Oh my goodness, you guys. What a wild time it has been. Sarah, we miss you.
And we love you. Also, wait, Ashley, did you see that one nothing GOE tweet where it was like Scout the Dog is joining the run through as an ice dance analyst?
Right. And then I saw someone respond to that tweet being like, I trust their opinion more than Ashley Wagner's.
Which is crazy. I don't know.
No. I thought that was funny.
Okay.
But also you're an asshole. No, I can be read for filth and find it funny. This week, I will say I have gotten a lot of heat and I have grown and I can take it. Mm-hmm.
What's the heat you've been getting?
Oh... I don't know. I really don't know. I think that, you know, I do just think that there is like a select.
What are
group
people
of,
saying to you?
Oh,
I do think
I truly,
that you are
like,
someone who like.
I just think that there are people in the universe that like have made up their mind that they don't like me. And then that's kind of like the end of it. And that's okay. I don't really.
There are a lot of people who have made up their mind about me. I saw some sort of like, you know, when you're like on TikTok and like scrolling, I saw some video where it was like, I was in it or something. And the first number one liked comment was like, Adam Rippon, I can't explain how much I fucking hate you. Which is, I am sorry, very funny.
No, it's very funny.
It is really funny.
No,
oh, wait.
Yes.
No, you go first because I'm changing the subject.
No, change it. I don't need to live in negativity.
I've never been like more positive in my life. I'm really positive about this. Okay. We only have a few tickets left.
And this isn't even us being swindlers. Sarah sent us the numbers today. I think we have like 15-ish, maybe 20 for Friday-ish, and then a few more for Thursday. So if you are coming into town for nationals and you are considering coming to the show, think about it.
Also, if you're considering it, think about it, almost exactly the same as considering.
Also, if you're like, hey, I know someone who's going and they need a really good Christmas present or holiday gift of some sort, we love to celebrate after the holidays.
We do.
We really do.
And we are trying to, we're brainstorming our pins for nationals. And have I sent you sort of the drafts for any of them yet?
Yes, they're very good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. So far we have the one and then we have the two, right? So we have three so far, right?
Wait, I think we can announce one with like I think there's one we can kind of preview. We have a Children of the Void one that is so good, and I'm very excited about that one. And I think that one is like by far your best design. So
I do love that we're like teasing these like it's going to be like a drop, but like like, oh my God, we can't let on what's going on at
no,
Run Through
HQ.
We'll
have pins as promised. We spend a long time designing these pins because they're really fun for us, but they're so silly.
If anybody has like a good idea for like a good pin, there's a little bit of time left to drop that suggestion into the
Instagram.
Yeah,
if there's a pin that you want on
DMs.
Your chest, let us know. And then I think Sarah and I solidified our guests in a conversation, and we have to tell you who they are, Adam.
So. Oh, I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, so we know who our guests are. So really exciting things happening, and we can't wait to see you all oh so soon. And then we are wrapping up our end of year. We have to get the rosies done. We have
Don't we usually do the rosies at the end of the year, at end of the season? This is just like the end of year recap.
Don't we do the rosies? See, this is why we need Sarah.
Yeah. Wait. So I think I...
We have our New Year's Eve episode that we have to get recorded.
Yes.
We might have a bonus lore episode potentially on the way. So
yeah. Yeah.
We've got good things coming your way.
Yeah, we do. So hopefully... Is this really all we had to say this week?
Sarah's going to be so mad at us.
I feel like she'll be happy with us because there really wasn't anything to talk about.
Yeah, we did manage the mischief.
I want to say one more thing.
What?
Okay. Ilya has been sporting. So I think Isabeau and Ilya were just on the Today Show. And Ilya has this like varsity looking jacket that says Quad God.
No, I saw that.
I love this jacket. I want this jacket.
Do you think he's going to sell it for merch?
If it's at the only problem I have with it is that there's like a figure skate on the arm, and I'm almost 100%
to buy things with figure skates on it.
I know, but I'm almost 100% certain it's like ChatGPT generated. And that's, are you looking it up?
Yeah, of course.
Go look, because everything else about it, I'm like, that's a cool fucking jacket.
Okay.
Quad God varsity jacket. It even looks like it's made of some sort of leather, I would even say. I don't know. I don't know if I can say that legally. Leather.
She's oh my God.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
No, it looks really nice.
Oh, that's
ChatGPT.
AI.
Yeah, that skate on the arm.
Yeah, for sure. But it looks great. He looks great.
No, everything about the jacket is nice except for that A. Can we please stop using...
Hey, artists.
Yeah. Everything else about the jacket is amazing. I want it.
That picture of him is so cute where he's realizing that he's like breaking his world record.
Oh, yeah.
It's very charming. It's also so charming that there are two pictures of Isabeau, or like two frames of Isabeau on
Ilya's page.
Yes.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I also saw, speaking of Ilya, this like, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like some sort of, I think on TikTok, because now somehow my TikTok is now like very skating focused. Mm-hmm. Go figure.
Well, it's that time of year.
Yeah, go figure. I'm like, what is Coach Julia teaching today?
Thinks you're a beginner adult skater.
Yes. And so there was this video I came across of like Ilya like skating, and he like falls like five times or something.
Okay.
And he's like a little kid.
Aww.
And he gets off the ice and he's like, oh, rats. It's so cute.
His personality is like truly very endearing.
I have to say my favorite version of Ilya is anytime he's doing some sort of TikTok with Alyssa and Amber.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah.
I don't follow much of any of that.
I think
I only get Amber thirst traps by fan edits.
I just think like they're all like so funny and like
it's like a good crop of kids.
It's a good, it's like a really good group of of kids.
No, anytime I see their content, I'm like, this is youth television and I can't watch it.
I know. It's just, it is, sometimes it is surreal to
I know.
Think,
I'm like, I'm not supposed to know what the kids are up to.
Do you ever think, like, I wonder how I would have perceived myself, like, now
era?
As, like, no, like
oh,
I wonder
I think
how
this often I'm like, I would have been so annoyed with myself.
Sometimes I think about the things I've said, like,
oh, I think about the things I said often.
I stood in my skates in a costume looking at
a witch.
Andrea Joyce.
Andrea.
And I said, I want my money. I want my check.
Oh, I know.
Why?
I know.
I once said, I'm like a witch and you can't kill me. I've said obviously worse things and better things
since
then.
Yeah, but that kind of stuff is charming.
Is it? I would like.
I said something along the lines of like, I'm really frustrated and like, I don't agree with those scores and I don't know how they got there. Or something along those lines. Are you kidding me? I would have gone and...
I think that we would have been fans of ourselves.
I would have been like, she's spunky.
Yeah, I would have been like, he's a disaster.
Oh, and I was watching you going, he's a disaster.
Yeah, I think I definitely would
no,
have been like...
No, but that's like why we are friends, because we were fans right. of each other.
Right, because I was like, red lips for Wagner. I still remember those pins.
I still have one of those pins. That was so sweet.
You know, one thing I miss about skating, and this is like a huge shout out to Quanette on any sort of social media platform, Mary Lou.
Still very active on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't take shit from fucking anyone.
No one.
On Twitter. No.
We'll read you for filth.
Yeah. Quanette is Mary Lou would sometimes bring me a bag of saltwater taffy from the Jersey Shore.
Mm.
And those were really the good old times.
Yeah. Well, the good old times are when fans were given skaters designer bags, but.
Yeah. You know what I do think I believe about that? I think there was only like a handful of skaters that like a few people who had like real obsession with those.
I wouldn't know what to do. I would feel uncomfortable, I think.
I don't know. I could use a new
bag. No, because I would be like, this person is obsessed with me and I think it's too much.
Yeah. No, it would freak me out a little bit. But yeah. I was jealous. Because I was like,
I'd be like, I'd like that bag.
I'm imagining like you having an interaction with like some sort of billionaire fan of yours going, well, I'd like that bag. And them just like dumping it all out and be like, here you go. Oh, okay. Pens and like lip gloss and chapstick. It's like yeah. tampons and bonbons just like all over the floor.
Saltwater taffy. Oh, we've lost the plot, Adam. We've lost the plot. It's time to wrap it up.
What's the title of this episode? Can we brainstorm that now so I don't need to think of it later when I'm editing this episode?
No, it's Flavor of the Quad.
Flavor of the Quad. And you heard it here first.
Second.
But this is the third time. But yes, we still have a few tickets left to our Thursday and Friday show. Get them while they're hot. Like Ashley said, wouldn't anybody like a little present for the holidays after them? We're celebrating January 6th, the day that we'll be getting there. And I do think that's the end of the episode.
I really do too. Oh my God, I've missed our dates.
I know. This did feel eerily reminiscent of like us breaking down a Grand Prix event where we didn't talk about anything.
No,
I had a good
time
though. I'm sorry.
I had a great time too. And you know what? Like, I actually do watch skating now.
Me too. And I like it now.
Didn't
not
then.
That I liked it then too, I'll be honest. Yeah, but I think you like it now.
No, I do now. I do now. Mm-hmm. I do now, but it's because I'm also watching less Russian skating now. So I think that helps.
Good luck to everyone. Except. Oh, I'm excited for a Nationals draft, by the way. I need to start working on that document. That's going to
be
Wait,
also, I think
cramping.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention we do have Japanese Nationals. We have what? About a week and a half? 2 weeks.
Yes.
All right. So next week will be our Japanese Nationals preview.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Very well, you guys. Cool. Well, you guys.
That has been a reminder of just how valuable Sarah Hughes is to
it
this
does,
podcast.
Yeah. It takes two to tango, but it takes three to podcast.
That's so true, Adam. And on that note,
we'll see you. When we see you. Bye.